Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment, and even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up. I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, cozy slippers lover, and your new partner in adventure. Hey, hey, welcome back to the podcast, girls. Oh my gosh, Thanksgiving is 2 days away if you are an American. We are in the middle of our holiday season, and this week we're going to be talking about how to take care of ourselves. The problem that we normally come across is this time of year is the onslaught of food and parties. We have Thanksgiving coming up, and then a few weeks later it's followed by Christmas itself. This is the time of year where we start to get cozy, the days are shorter, darker earlier, we stay home more, we pull out all of our warm and fuzzy clothes, we bundle up as much as possible, and we eat warmer foods, and we stay inside. So therefore, we are not going to the gym. We're not out about walking around. We're not taking care of ourselves as much as possible. And then after all of that, we get sick as well. Circle, circle, dot, dot, dot. Now I got my cootie shot. Okay, I'm good. Make sure you do yours. Now, we party and we party and we go to buffet after buffet, church parties, office parties, December birthdays, don't forget about those, ornament parties, ugly sweater parties, in and out of the cold, in and out of the heat, back and forth, back and forth. So we're bundled up, we're in the cold, we're in the heat, we're not taking care of ourselves, we're not sleeping as much, we're overeating. All of these things contribute to an unhealthy you and an unhealthy me. So what are we going to do about it? First of all, we're not going to sit in front of the TV with a box of tissues in one hand and a bottle of Mucinex in the other. This time of year is so special to us, but we don't do a whole lot for taking care of ourselves. And the cycle goes on and on every year. So what are we going to do about it? Well, first, I'm going to give you a couple of little fun facts, statistics, if we're going to be more specific. Did you know that women are 2 times more likely to experience depression than men? Also, 50% of annual weight gain occurs between October and December. Yikes. And if you get sick this year, it's going to last between 7 to 10 days. And on average, you get sick 2 to 3 times. Yuck. So now that you're stressed out about how sick you're going to be and all the money that you're going to spend on presents and how excited you are to see Uncle Bob do his magic tricks at Christmas, let's take a break and talk about what we're going to do about it. I know you're really excited about your holidays now, aren't you? So, what are we going to do to take care of ourselves? All right, first things first, we're going to talk about alcohol, okay? You need to know how alcohol affects your health and your judgment. Just to get it out of the way, we know that alcohol is not good for us when we're driving or other people, okay? 90 million Americans travel for the holidays, and there are 2 to 3 times more crashes that are alcohol related. Okay, I know you guys know the rules, so let's move on. Alcohol actually weakens your immune system. It slows down your metabolism, in turn causing weight gain. And it lowers your body temperature. Okay, I'm going to give you a quick science lesson here. We all get that warm, tingly feeling when we drink alcohol, right? So you think that it's warming you up. Nah, sister, that is not how it works. And I am going to tell you why so that you can stop being fooled. Okay, alcohol is actually a vasodilator, which means it will dilate your blood vessels and bring blood to the surface of your skin where your heat sensors are. So it makes you feel warm. That's where that tingly feeling comes from. The problem with that is that your body is working to constrict your blood vessels to keep your core temp up. So when alcohol dilates your blood vessels, the blood is now at the surface of your skin and it's getting colder faster because of your environment. In turn, alcohol does not warm you up. It actually makes you colder. Okay, number two, drink lots of water. Keeping yourself hydrated will keep your brain from emitting your hunger hormones, ghrelin and leptin. Therefore, you won't overeat out of thirst, thinking that you're hungry. Remember we talked about this back in episode 14, cheating actually helps you lose weight. We talked about those hormones. So if you haven't heard that one yet, then you can go back up to episode 14 where we talk about those hunger hormones. Number three, plan for food ahead of time. Try to be diligent and look at your calendar in advance. Think about how many parties you have coming up for that week, 1 week at a time now. We don't want to overwhelm ourselves. How much you plan to drink and what you plan to eat. Side note, saving calories is not a successful method. Your body doesn't work that way. Your body cannot take the influx of calories all at once. It is a fine-tuned system. It will use what it needs, and then it stores the rest. Ding, 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 weight gain. So the whole saving calories method, that is not going to work for you. Stop doing it right now. Okay, number four, bring a healthy dish to a party. That way you're guaranteed to intake something that's good for you. Now, I'm not saying that has to be the only thing that you eat, but at least bring something that you know is going to be good for you, and then you can have a little bit of whatever else is offered. All right, number five, take the focus off of the food. Think about the reason that you're going to the party in the first place. I am so guilty of this. I get so excited about all the food that's going to be there, what I'm making, all the opportunities to try new things, when in reality, I should be thinking about the reason I'm going to the party in the first place. Get excited about the ornament exchange part or the visit with the people that you haven't seen. Focus on the reason instead of the food. Okay, number six, we gotta de-stress, girls, all right? The holidays are stressful for us for so many reasons. The money we're spending, the traveling, the people we may not want to see, like Uncle Bob and his magic tricks. Or maybe it's just the hustle and bustle of it all. It tires you out. You're exhausted. No matter the reason for each of us, we need to find time to de-stress. Meditate, pray, take a hot bath at the end of the day. Maybe it's a budget plan. Maybe the budget plan is what helps you de-stress because you know where all of your finances are going to be instead of just willy-nilly spending money everywhere you go and on whatever you see. Or maybe it's something that makes you happy, like a good book. Or maybe something as simple as just a good cup of coffee. Or some good old-fashioned noise-canceling headphones. My husband swears by these when he travels. Number seven, exercise. Come on, people. During the holidays, our workout routines go out the window. We're busy with purchases and events, and it's cold outside. Nobody wants to go outside when it's cold. And we don't feel like it. We don't want to. Exercise will actually help you stress less, gain little to no weight, and keep you well as it increases your blood flow and helps your immune system better fight off attacks. So, high five for exercise. Keep your holiday routines going. So, therefore, that is why I'm going to help you out this holiday season. I am actually putting on what's called a diet bet for you to join during the holidays. I am super excited about it. There's even going to be prizes. So, I know you have no idea what I'm talking about. Let me explain. A diet bet is actually a game. It lasts for 4 weeks, and the requirement is for you to lose 4% of your own body weight. I will be the guinea pig, and I will tell you, 4% of my body weight is like 6.5 pounds. For my friend, we did the math the other day, it was only 5 pounds. So it isn't that much, considering what your body weight is. It's a very small amount. 4% isn't a lot. There is a $35 buy-in, and after the 4 weeks are over, if you have completed the challenge, you earn your money back. And of course, you have the potential to earn more money because of the people who joined and didn't complete the challenge. So it's a really good situation to keep yourself motivated, lose some weight, and possibly make some more money. I'm super excited about it, girls, and we are starting the day after Thanksgiving. So you can enjoy Thanksgiving. We will run through the 4 weeks, and then we will end right before Christmas. So that way you can still enjoy Christmas as well. There's no stressing about dieting over Christmas. But that time in between where we go to all of those parties, that's what's going to keep us on track, is the diet bet game. So I will leave the link in the show notes. The link will also be on my Instagram. I am also emailing my list, which if you're not a part of my tribe, girls, come on. Go to my website, join right up, and you can hear from me every week. I am so excited that you have been with me, and I hope that you stay healthy through the holidays, girls. And I hope you have a fantastic Thanksgiving, and I will see you next week. But before we go, you know we have to talk about the crown and the flop for the week. As always, we start with the flop, and daggone, girls, this was a flop, I'm telling you. So last weekend, we went with some of our friends up to a place called Carter Mountain. It is in Northern Virginia, and we went to the apple orchard and apple picking, and we walked around downtown, and it was a lot of on your feet all day and up and down hills. And I apparently, unbeknownst to me at the time, wore the wrong shoes because my poor back has been paying for it all this week. I need a third massage. Oh yes, you heard me, a third massage. I actually got one yesterday and it felt so good, but then I got one a couple of days before that. My poor back is aching. So, you know what that tells me? One, I wore the wrong shoes. Two, I need to work on my core. Haha, but don't we all? So, moving on to the crowning moment of the week. This goes out to my sweet girl, Riley P. Riley is 12. She is in sixth grade this year. And as we all know, things start to change at this age. And so I am giving her major props because she landed herself a boyfriend this year. And he started saying things to her that were just a bit on the inappropriate side. And I don't think that this kid is a bad kid. I think that he's just trying to make himself sound cool and pushing his boundaries a little bit because, again, of their age. But my girl stood strong in her morals and what she thought was good and wasn't good. And she told him about it. And I was so proud of her. I almost cried. I mean, you know, it's not cool, mom, to cry, but pull yourself together, lady. Oh my gosh, she did amazing, and I could not be more proud of the young lady that she is becoming. So shout out to all the moms raising preteens and teenagers right now. God be with us all. All right, girls, that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for joining me. I am so excited that you are here with me every week. So make sure that you subscribe so that you don't miss a thing. And thanks for listening. And until next week, girls, adventure on.